Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is refreshingly cool this morning. We are in the 50s, even a few 40s sprinkled in. Breezy and warmer today, high 83. Get the latest on the Memorial Day weekend forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Thursday, May 26th, as the investigation continues into the mass shooting at the elementary school in Uvalde. A Fort Worth pastor has already arrived in South Texas to join other faith leaders to help a community that is struggling. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more on Operation Compassion.
The Reverend Kiev Tatum of the New Mount Rose Missionary Baptist Church in Fort Worth is in Uvalde, joining forces with other pastors to help that city heal by spreading love throughout the community.
Violence is universal right now, and the numbers are high. So it makes sense for us to work together to try to put more love in our communities.
Upon arriving in Uvalde following the five-hour drive from Fort Worth, Tatum stopped by a mobile blood unit and donated blood. Tatum's church is partnering with Faith Baptist Church in Uvalde, setting up shop at their facilities to provide triage counseling and other support services. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. With at least 17 people wounded in Uvalde, the call has gone out for blood donations around the state. Even 350 miles away in Fort Worth, donors have been lining up to do what they can to help.
There's just no words with the heartbreak and what those families and everyone is going through right now.
Most donors have no direct connection to Uvalde, of course, but say if their children were wounded in such a shooting, they would be so grateful for donations of strangers. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A high school student in Richardson is up on charges for bringing what appeared to be a real firearm and a realistic-looking toy gun to campus at Berkner High School. Police were called about someone carrying a rifle near the Berkner campus. Police responded, started searching. They found the teenage boy they were looking for inside the building, but he had no weapons. However, in his car, authorities found a weapon described as an AK-47 style pistol. Also in the car was a replica AR-15 style Orbeez rifle. Orbeez are small gel-like pellets. They're not fatal, but they can cause injury. That teenager now charged with unlawful carrying of a weapon in a gun-free school zone, and that's a state jail felony. The president of the Texas AFT Teachers Union says it's not just kids who are afraid at school these days, it's teachers too.
Each and every one of our teachers today, they see themselves in these classrooms. They see the kids, the faces of their own kids, when they hear these stories on the news, when they see what happens to their friends.
Zef Capo is calling for more money for better security at Texas schools. He also wants to see some level of gun reform. He insists 18 is too young to buy a weapon, especially an assault-style gun. The NRA still planning to hold its convention in Houston starting tomorrow at the convention center owned by the city. Some people calling on Houston to cancel the event, but Mayor Sylvester Turner says they cannot break the contract with the NRA.
But I think the greater question is, why are elected officials coming to the NRA to speak?
Among the Texas leaders still planning to attend, Governor Abbott, Senator Ted Cruz, and Congressman Dan Crenshaw. A Tennessee man's been arrested in McKinney on a charge of online solicitation of a minor. Investigators ran an online sting operation. They say Donald Campfield got in contact with someone he believed to be a teenage girl in McKinney and arranged to meet her at a public park in North Texas. Collin County Sheriff's deputies moved in when he showed up for the meeting, and they arrested him after a brief chase. A couple of murder suspects who fled Dallas while out on bond are back in North Texas after they were found in Cambodia.
The U.S. Marshals Service tracked down Nina Moreno and Lisa Dykes in Asia in January. They were busted in February and are now back in the Dallas County Jail. Both were initially arrested, along with a man, for the October 2020 murder of a Seattle tourist. The body of Maricela Velades was found in Wilmer. Police say they were able to track her whereabouts from Deep Ellum to an apartment in Mesquite to the spot in Wilmer. Both Dykes and Moreno were allowed to post bond if they wore ankle monitors. This last Christmas Day, Adult Supervision Office says both cut off the ankle monitors and fled overseas. Both are now back in Dallas County being held without bond. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports, the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial gets underway this morning. Jason Kokrak is the defending champion. The Mavericks face another elimination game tonight in the West Finals. It's an 8 p.m. tip in San Francisco for Game 5 with Golden State. Rangers beat the Angels last night 7-2. Now it's on to Oakland to start a four-game series tonight at 8:40.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.